Welcome to 51st Dates. I'm your host, Jolie Moore. I now know that hindsight is 20/20. This season, I'm going to share that wisdom with you. In every twice-weekly episode, I'm going to highlight one of my postcards from my Take Note, Stories of Narcissistic Abuse project and the unvarnished truth behind them. A lifetime of gaslighting and abuse are the reasons why my 51st Dates experiment was the unmitigated disaster that it was. I think it was kind of funny, a little bit tragic, but still a mess. Join me as I take on the task of finding out if my future self can forgive that person who lived through abuse and came out of the other side, still searching for a crazy, beautiful love story. Ready? Strap in. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to 51st Dates. This is your host, Jolie Moore. I apologize for being off in my recording schedule. It has been a rough couple of months, to be honest. I have been managing some post-separation issues that have taken so much of my time and so much of my brain that I haven't been able to focus on other things like my podcast, my writing, my career, my life. But I do hope to get back to that. So with all that said, let's get to card number 29, Flip the Board. When I played board or card games with my ex, he would always cheat. He couldn't stand to ever lose. He said I was a bad sport because I didn't want to play with him. You know, this actually takes me back. So I went to graduate school, God knows, in a college town in the middle of nowhere. I don't recommend it. I should have gone to school in New York City or Philadelphia, but for reasons that are unclear, my mother always said if that I went to school in a city, I would die, literally, because I was so unaware that I'd be mugged or raped or killed in the first weeks. And she scared the bejesus out of me about living in a city, so I moved to this tiny, tiny town and went to school there. List of regrets. I can't go back. Should have gone to a better writing school, that's for sure. Anyway, when I was in this tiny town, my ex went to school there, although I think it was the best school he got into. And so, we had the way the graduate school was done, we had these sort of, the bigger class was broken into these little tiny cohorts. I think they were called sections. That's it. I couldn't remember it today. Anyway, they were called sections, and our section was E. Actually, I remember that now. And there were maybe like 20, 25 people in there. I can't remember. I have to really think about it, and this is years ago. So in my tiny little section, so the school was predominantly male, although I understand that that's shifted everywhere. So our class was like 65-70% male and 30% female. I say all that. I don't know if everybody was straight. Who knows? But I dated three different people in my little section of 20 to 25, things I shouldn't have done. Anyway, my ex was one of those people I dated. He was not the first. And I had this off-campus apartment that was like miles away from school, which was basically out in a field of corn or a field of wheat or a field of I don't know what. And I'm sorry, like I remember like driving up there from New York City and I was like, I don't know what's going on here. And there was not a lot to do. If I'd been in a city, who knows, we could have gotten to clubs, we could have gotten to parties, we could have gone to something other than college bars. I probably would have gone to theater and museums and all that. But in small towns, they got nothing. So we socialized with each other, and there weren't a lot of us. And we also socialized, like, we had dinner parties, we had knitting parties, we had board game parties. Like, it's really not great. Also, there was no TV reception up there, and this is before satellite and cable were ubiquitous. Actually, I don't even know if they ever made it to these rural areas. I assume they have streaming now. I don't know. Anyway, so one of the things we'd do is we'd play board games. And, like, one day we were playing, like, we played cards, but I think one day we were playing Monopoly. And we're getting, you know, Monopoly is an endless game. And we're getting to the end of the game, I guess, I thought. And you go around those boards and like, you know, somebody's going to pay up because somebody else has got like 15 hotels on their property or whatever, and it's going to bankrupt them. So we get to that point and like my ex and who knows who else, I know who was there, but who knows who else was still in the game. And so we're ready to bankrupt him. Who knows, go on about my day or evening or whatever, go to bed, given how long Monopoly is. And my ex like lifts up his butt cheek, I swear to God, and pulls out like a wad of cash. So to this day, I actually don't know. He said that he just like hoarded cash under there so that he could like surprise us when we thought he had nothing. And the alternative, he took cash when nobody was looking. I don't know. But it was less fun to play because, you know, it's not like, he's like, I'm being clever. And I was like, this is less fun. I don't actually know if those friends played with us ever again. I should call and ask. Anyway, after that, I remember like, I don't remember the interim, but I just like rarely played card games or any board games with him. And it was only the two of us. So, you know, there's a lot of games that are like a little more difficult with two. But I remember like later when we were living here in LA, we were playing, who knows, probably Monopoly again or some kind of card game. And he did the same thing, or he had extra money, or he had like an extra dice roll, or he had extra cards or something. So it became pretty clear to me that he was cheating because nobody gets like extra dominoes, extra marbles, extra like checkers. Their pawn doesn't magically reappear. They don't get extra cards. That's not a thing. So at that point, I just stopped playing because I was like, this has gone no fun. I'm not that competitive in board games, but I do believe in playing fair. You win, you lose, you lose. Some are luck, some are just cleverness. But after that, I stopped playing with him and he was always really, really upset and said I was a poor sport because I was a sore loser. What I was a person who didn't like being cheated. I'm Jolie Moore, and this has been 51st Dates, the podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope you'll share, rate, and review it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others find the crazy, beautiful love stories that I like to share. Also, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. If you'd like to know how this project started, my memoir, 51st Dates, is available wherever books are sold. A link is always included in the show notes. I'm also a romance writer. If you want to know more about my books, please visit joliemoore.com for more information. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Substack at XO Jolie Moore. The essays accompanying these postcards are available on Substack. You can also follow me on all social media at the same handle, XO Jolie Moore. Thanks for listening, and I'll be in your ears very soon.